Now, a jazz moment.
It's like God has always had his arms around me. It's like it was, the road was paved already.
NEA jazz master Curtis Fuller refers to a serendipitous experience that inspired him to shape his entire life around jazz trombone. Orphaned at age 6, Fuller was one of 3 black children in an institution of 350 kids. One day, one of the nuns at the orphanage decided to take him on a cultural excursion that would forever change his life.
She said I was so sad and sitting by myself all the time. And I will take you so you can see your people and what they do and stuff like that. And she took me to a theater. And I got a chance to see J.J. Johnson with Illinois Jacquet Band.
Jacquet's lead trombonist, J.J. Johnson, made a deep impression on the young Fuller.
I was at all-time low as a kid, you know, and I didn't have much pride. There was no such thing as black pride or anything then, you know. The only thing we saw as a kid was, if it was black, it was like going to see a Tarzan movie and you see the Africans. And just to see that man stand there proud and da-da-da-da-da, you know, real proud, and I said, wow, you know. And I honed in on that as a kid.
This jazz moment with trombonist Curtis Fuller was created by the National Endowment for the Arts.